A war criminal once said, "It may be dangerous to be America's enemy, but to be America's friend is fatal." I'm not Balkan, so I don't usually agree with war criminals, but this one was saying the truth here. Because we all saw on video what unfolded between Trump and Zelensky, where an American ally, literally at war with America's enemy for like the last 100 years and the biggest country in the world, was shouted at and scolded by Trump, the vice president, and this guy as well. This whole argument was so artificial, it was crazy to see. Zelensky literally didn't do anything disrespectful or wrong, and they started yelling at him. Now, I'm from the hood, so you know sometimes people come up to you on the street just to start fucking with you and making up any reason to get into an altercation. This is exactly what happened. Demanding an apology, demanding a thank you, so fucking stupid. Especially because this was all on video and we can see the entire argument beginning to the end. And by we, I mean the entire world saw this unfold. And everyone saw how America treats its allies. And this live TV argument was so bullshit that even Americans think that Trump or JD Vance were guilty of starting everything. The thing is, America is legally required to protect Ukraine because they made Ukraine give up their nukes in exchange for protection from the US in the Budapest Memorandum. Let me start off by saying I absolutely hate the current American rule. America has never been the good guy or anything like that. No superpower really has been, but this is too much, man. We watched America literally curse out their ally on live TV. Everybody knows I've been supporting Ukraine very hard since the war began, and after Ukraine started getting foreign aid, it became a populist move to shit on Ukraine, and all people who know nothing about the dynamics of post-Soviet countries have wanted to say their objectively incorrect opinions about this. Like, I'm sure Theo Vaughn really understands the dynamics here. He then deleted his post because he's a comedian and can't even fucking point to Europe on a map. And other people who are constantly on Trump's dick, like Lex Friedman, you piece of shit, who would interview a just to hear his side of the story and call him a friend whom he bonded with over their shared love of Russian literature or some shit. Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment fucking sucks. If I wanted to hear a Russian guy whining about being poor, they're right here, I would just go and fucking visit. And while Zelensky says that he doesn't think that his public humiliation was planned, I think he's low-key saying it to not fully ruin relations between him and the US, because there's this one Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is extremely anti-Ukraine, and her boyfriend somehow got one of those rare Oval Office interviewer spots and decided to ask Zelensky this.
Do you ever, why don't you wear a suit? Why don't you wear a suit? You're the highest level in this country's office and you refuse to wear a suit. Just want to see if you, do you own a suit?
Yeah, problems.
First of all, country leaders who are at war with a much larger empire don't usually wear suits. They don't really have time for that shit, you know? It's only the motherfuckers who don't care about this wearing suits because it's not a life or death situation for them, such as Bush during all the Middle Eastern wars and more. You think if you're at war with the US or Russia, you're gonna give a fuck about wearing a suit? This is a talking point that has been propagandized from people funded by Russia or being a useful idiot that supports them for free. And also, Elon doesn't wear shit either. So these are clearly double standards. Elon Musk is in the Oval Office looking like one of those child predators they catch on YouTube and then beat up, along with a fucking chainsaw, and they're demanding Zelensky wear a suit and tie and make fun of him. So now a country's leader who is defending an aggressive war from the biggest country in the world is being made fun of from a guy who's famous for fucking this woman. And their whole argument was very disappointing to see. They're blaming him that he wants to start World War III, not the country that invaded them. You ever scroll through the news and feel like people are living two completely different realities? One headline is like, Zelensky just doomed Ukraine because he is bad. And the other says, Zelensky is amazing. So which is it? Did he get cooked or did he cook? You can get very confused on the internet by these types of articles. But you can also use ground news, which will help you see through the bullshit and figure out what's real. That's why I'm glad they're sponsoring today's video. They pull in thousands thousands of sources worldwide and actually organize them. So instead of doom scrolling through 50 insane takes, I can compare headlines side by side, check a source's bias, factuality, and even see who owns the source. It can save you from some truly deranged rabbit holes. Right now, there's a ton of noise around the US-Ukraine relations. One side says Zelensky fumbled the bag, the other says he didn't. He actually did a good thing. I can also compare Ukrainian sources' reports on this versus how Western sources are framing it. And if I want to dodge the most unhinged takes, I can filter by factuality and location. Because, you know, InfoWars isn't really gonna give you some accurate information. I started using Ground News because the internet is a minefield, especially after the rise of the far right. Every story feels like, and you don't know if you're getting news or propaganda, and Ground News actually helps with that. And with everything going on, wars, elections, and whatever, now's the worst time to be clueless. Right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to everything for only $5 a month. Just go to ground.news/gatsu or scan the QR code on screen. Thank you a lot to Ground News for sponsoring the video. And I agree with Zelensky completely here. I cannot see one thing he said that was wrong, and I'm not even meat writing here. Russia has shown time and time again that they cannot be trusted with a ceasefire. Russia has been at war with Ukraine since 2014, and they have violated the ceasefire not once, not twice, but 25 times, until, of course, fully invading Ukraine in 2022. So obviously, Zelensky is asking for security guarantees, because there have been at least 25 other cases with Ukraine alone where they have violated their ceasefire agreement. Do you think they became the biggest country in the world through diplomacy and not violating their ceasefire agreements? And right after this, Elon, who holds a significant amount of power since he's always with Trump and always keeps cutting services for normal Americans, because why does he care? He's a billionaire. He can cut Medicaid. It's not like he's gonna give a fuck. He doesn't need it. Elon said he wants to leave NATO and the UN. So then all of Europe is just undefended. Fucking North Korea is in the UN. This is the easiest way to destroy your global hegemony. And they did all this within a month. Fuck you mean leaving the UN? What can I say? Good job, man. USA replaced Gulf of Mexico's name with Gulf of America, and China built 96,000 miles of rail. And after this clownery, Europeans went like, okay, we knew America was cooked and could not be trusted, but let's actually start doing shit about this. But you guys have to realize that Europeans are pussies who cannot do anything except waste paper through useless voting resolutions. As always, it's up to the European people to do stuff since their politicians are fucking useless. So Tesla sales have nearly halved in Europe. Europe is actively looking for new allies such as India, China, and Canada. One of Norway's largest companies have announced that they will stop supplying fuel to the US Navy. And every American ally ever is actively looking for new allies now, including Canada, which is insane. Who knew that threatening to annex your neighbors, tariffing them, and threatening to leave their defense alliance would make them act this way? And motherfuckers were like, oh, you're meat-riding China. Motherfucker, I have yet to see the CCP politicians hiling on the fucking stage. I don't like Nazis, therefore I'm getting paid by the CCP. Aight, bro. My grandpas were CCP shills as well for fighting against the Nazis in the Soviet Union, you fucking idiot. Just like me. And the thing is, they're treating Zelensky so harshly and abandoning the biggest country in Europe, Ukraine, so harshly that they showed to the world they do not give a fuck and will sacrifice anything and anyone for money. They're like, trade offer. I get to mine your entire country's minerals and keep them for myself as a profit. And in exchange, you get no security guarantees and nothing really. Maybe we just stop bad-mouthing you in the press and calling you a dictator, but that's about it. Maybe. The stupidest thing is that of the money that they sent to Ukraine, which wasn't even that much, Europe sent way more. 70% of that money gets reinvested back into the US military companies because they send their old stuff to Ukraine and then they need new ones, right? So they order new ones and then those companies pay taxes and grow the American economy. But they resorted to making Zelensky seem like a fucking beggar and humiliating him live on stream.
I'm a son of a dog.
Wait up, Petty Wittes. Also, destroying USAID was the funniest thing ever because I saw a tweet. What if we create USAID to fund right-wing revolutions in countries instead of this leftist, the gay stuff? My brother, that is exactly what USAID does. What the fuck are you talking about? It's used for American influence in other countries. And yes, America does fund right-wing revolutions. That's why they have overthrown literally every single socialist leader or tried to. Don't forget that they've tried to assassinate Castro 634 times with methods such as an exploding cigar, the skin disease diving suit, making him high on LSD in his broadcasting studio so he'd start saying bullshit and ruin his public image, and they sent him a white woman. And this is what she said. He leaned over, pulled out his 45 and handed it to me. He didn't even flinch. And he said, "You can't kill me. Nobody can kill me." And he kind of smiled and chewed on his cigar. I felt deflated. He was so sure of me. He just grabbed me. We made the love. That's why he's the GOAT! The GOAT! USAID was genuinely one of America's biggest soft power weapons to gain influence in the countries it operated in. And America does fund right-wing revolutions. They've been doing this shit since like the 50s. They would overthrow a good socialist or a social democratic leader for an extreme capitalist that they themselves have trained, and then privatize absolutely every resource in that country and all the state-owned companies, and then get money for it, growing the American empire. And if you don't believe what I said, this whole strategy has a term for it called the shock doctrine, so you can look it up yourself as well, get a bunch of examples on where it has been used. It's genuinely so evil because they are playing with people's lives here only to satisfy their egos and their capitalist money mindset. And this isn't the grind harder mindset, this is a loot people harder mindset, because the more Trump refuses to help their ally out, the more people will die. And they are pulling this stupid stunt of arguing and actively trying to embarrass their ally and treating him like a beggar. And the thing is, because Trump basically has a cult, his supporters will be like, "Oh, he's so cool for doing that. Take that, man who's trying to defend his country from the biggest country in the world." Because these people don't realize that they are in a cult following literal billionaires who do not care about the working class. They're literally shock doctrining themselves, where they're privatizing and getting rid of these essential human services under the pretense of saving money. Like, yes, man, I'm sure the richest country in the world needs to save money by dismantling the Department of Education, while literally every other country in the world has that department. America already is extremely privatized to the point where when healthcare CEOs are getting capped, everyone is like,
"It had to be done."
And these people still want to privatize everything more so it becomes even more capitalist and they loot even more money from normal Americans. Of course, they fired a ton of people because they needed to save money, and also they want to cut Medicaid to pay for $4.5 trillion in tax cuts and mass deportations. The GOP plans to roll back the federal healthcare insurance program. This translates to make Elon Musk and other billionaires richer and deport working people, we need to cut the healthcare insurance for normal people. And because of America abandoning their allies and abandoning their people just to be literal oligarchy, everybody is losing hope in the US, including Americans and including GDP forecasts, where they forecast the American economy is going to plunge nearly -3% in the first quarter. It's just crazy to see all this, and it's only been 40 days. We have to be here for the next 3 years and 10 months. Every morning, breaking news, Donald Trump. Breaking news, J.D. Vance. Breaking news, Elon Musk. I don't want the news to be breaking anymore. Can it just be Trump making McDonald's or something for once? Please, instead of abandoning their allies? What the fuck even is the strategy here? Also, they're like, yes, Ukraine is bad for wanting money to defend against the biggest country in the world, which is also a nuclear power. But Israel? No worries, man. We'll cut healthcare for our citizens, fire workers, and cut aid to Ukraine. But you're fine because you're just an extension of the US. Oh, and also, on top of shitting on Ukraine and leaving it, he's talking about removing sanctions of Russia. So that is just plain evil, man. Trump's administration just loves fascist dictators. You bet your ass if Trump was with he would be talking about removing sanctions of him and that he's a great guy and like that Czechoslovakia and Poland want World War II. And America abandoning Ukraine like this reminds me of the words of Georgia's first president.
"Between the West and the Soviet Empire, there have always been deals. Yalta is known. Munich is known. The Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact is known. Yes, Malta is known, and many other things are known as well. And let's not be on the side of the empire. Be on the side of your own nation and not on the side of deals with the West. Be on the side of our nation and serve your nation. This is the duty of the parliament and the duty of a deputy. And not play a double game between the empire and us.
And the egg prices are still going up. TLDR, don't trust billionaires. Like and subscribe, and goodbye. Don't shoot the booster.